This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. We're in the CIFA studio today with President of the Prince George Astronomical Society. Thank you very much for joining us, Mr. Malhar Kendukar.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We are on the eve of a celestial event that is quite spectacular. This is the Great Planetary Alignment. It's not mini, it's not small, it's not big, it's grand. Do you mind getting into a little bit of just how significant this is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Great Planetary Alignment is when all the seven planets are visible in our night sky. So all the planets actually orbit in a path in our solar system in a three-dimensional way called an ecliptic, right? So every single planet orbits in an ecliptic path. So most of the time, you won't be able to see all seven planets in the evening sky at the same time. So this is a rare event. So, of course, as we know, celestial mechanics of every single planet is their orbital period of each planet is different. For example, Jupiter's orbital period is about 27 years or so. My numbers could be off. But the first planet, which is in our solar system, is the Mercury, which has the shortest orbit because it's so close to the sun. And Mercury is also tidally locked to the sun. So that planet takes about 88 days to complete one orbit. So you will see Mercury just after the sunset, just at the twilight. And then you will see Venus, which is the brightest planet in our sky right now. It's, I think, the absolute magnitude is minus 4.6 or so, right? Which is really bright. So in astronomy, okay, Everything is really weird. Negative meaning the objects are really bright. Positive means the objects are really faint.
Interesting. So one aspect of the significance is that seven of these planets are visible in our night sky. And the other aspect is that they are in alignment. You actually can look up and see them in alignment.
So when you think about an alignment, we think as a straight line in one dimension, right? But we are looking at the solar system. So the sun and the moon, they're in two-dimensional order.
That's how we perceive them from our point on Earth.
That's right. For an observer, it's two-dimensional. And then when we're looking at other planets, it gets into three-dimensional. So the planets are always aligned in our solar system because they're following the same orbital path, which is on the ecliptic. But the difference about this one is they will be visible because their orbit right now, it's in such a way that they will be actually visible in our night sky, all the seven planets, including Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus. All those seven planets will be visible. So right now we are at the, you know, we can say right place at the right time, basically. Right?
Gotcha.
And we won't be able to see that for over 50 years again. So this is rare.
So make sure you take a look up at the sky starting January 24th through to...
So right now, just after the sunset, you will be able to see at least four or five planets. 25th January is just the date that someone decided that's going to be the best view.
Okay.
But is it really true? No, unfortunately.
Okay.
Right? So they have been kind of visible for almost 10 to 15 days. And the visibility will actually get better as Mercury will be kind of above the horizon and not really, you know, very close to the horizon. It will be about 20, 25 degrees above the horizon. So at that time, you will be able to actually see all the seven planets. You will get a good view of that.
Okay.
So you will see it at least until the end of February, all the seven planets. So you do have a lot of window of opportunity to actually see all those seven planets. One thing you have to be mindful of, you won't be able to see Uranus and Neptune with your naked eye because those two planets are quite far away. And I mean, if you do have a good eyesight, you will be able to see Neptune and Uranus. I have a terrible eyesight, so I can't see them. But yeah, even if you have a small pair of binoculars, there are lots of applications for Android or iPhones like SkyView, SkyMap, StarMap. So you can actually point your phone in the night sky and get the exact location for all the planets.
You can kind of ID where in the sky you should be looking and then bring your binoculars up to that point, and there's a pretty good chance you're going to see something.
That's right, for Uranus and Neptune. And for other five planets, they're extremely bright, so it's really easy to see those planets like Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, Mars will be really red. So another thing to notice about the planets when you're looking for the planets in the night sky is the planets won't blink like other stars do because of the atmospheric turbulence. So even in the low atmosphere, even there is a high air mass, the planets won't blink because we are looking inside our solar system, and they're much more brighter as compared to the stars because they are, you know, thousands of light years away.
Simply further away.
That's right. So that's a great way to look for the great planetary alignment.
And, right.
Yeah.
And my assumption is for excellent visibility, the recommendation, I imagine, is for people to visit the observatory, which is outside of town to the west near West Lake.
That's correct.
The observatory actually has open houses on Fridays.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Starting at 7 o'clock, and then I'll do the presentation at 7:30, 7:45. There will be two presentations because last week on Friday, we had about 102 people coming out there.
Wow.
And the sky was clear, luckily. We'll be open every Friday night until April 29th, which is the last Friday of our open house event.
In your time volunteering and working with the observatory, do you have a favorite celestial event that you've witnessed? And do you think that this event might actually eclipse that?
There are so many, honestly. And over the years, I have seen or discovered gamma ray burst, supernovas, tidal disruption event, meaning a star getting sucked by a supermassive black hole.
Wow.
It was all CCD, like taking images systematically of the entire night sky, and then we look for these transient events, right? That's one of the research that I do. But from the observatory, one of the cool things I've seen is a comet, which I think was in 2020, C2020F4, also called as Neowise, that was visible to the naked eye. And then just last year in November, we had another comet called Comet Atlas, C2024Q4, that was also visible to the naked eye. So periodically, you will get all these really cool comets that you can actually take photos of, or sometimes even the comets will be visible to the naked eye as well. But this event is a rare event because we might not be able to see it again in our lifetime. So looking forward to seeing some of the planets that are visible.
Excellent. If people can't make it out to the observatory, your recommendations for viewing are perhaps get out a pair of binoculars, something like that.
Yeah. So even if you can't get out of the observatory, it's okay because the planets are so bright. So if you just go to your backyard and look in the southwest and southeast and south direction, you will see bright planets because all the five planets are really bright. So even if you don't have the pair of binoculars, it's okay. If you can't see the other outer planets, which is Uranus and Neptune, but you will be able to see five planets with your naked eye without any pair of binoculars or a telescope.
Yeah, I'm picturing a great date night for someone out there, maybe a skate on West Lake followed by a visit to the observatory, vice versa.
Yeah,
great star viewing, wonderful time.
7365 Tedford Road. Come out to the observatory, have a peek through different telescopes. You will see different phases of Venus, the rings of Saturn, moons of Jupiter and Saturn, and also you will be able to see Mars and some other cool objects like nebula and galaxy, perhaps sometimes if the sky is good enough. But yeah, it's a fun place to come out. And yeah.
Visiting us from the Prince George Astronomical Society, Mr. Malhar Kendekar, your time and expertise are very much valued.
Thank you.
Thanks for cluing us into this celestial event.
Thank you.
Right on. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or CFUR.ca.